All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 97.1, we'll get some of the ticket text. By the way, there are rumors circulating now the Bills may be releasing Jake Fromm. Due to his text stuff. I'll leave that there. On the line, we have a Yahoo NBA insider, a devoted now New York City resident, Detroit transplant, former intern at the station, Vinny Goodwill, has decided to call in and take a break from streaming us. Vincent, how are you?
Mike, I'm not streaming you. I'm actually in Birmingham right now, so I'm listening to you.
Oh, my God, you have graced the mitten with your presence. Welcome home.
Thank you. And you also forgot in the intro, Terry Foster babysitter. That was probably my most impressive
at the old office complex. Yes, indeed. So what's going on? Obviously, you've been listening to the conversation. Where are you at?
I am very curious about the people, Mike, who have rushed to forgive Drew Brees. Like, I'm very curious on... I want to be careful about the demo of the people who are forgiving Drew Brees because I'm not sure who they are, but they seem very quickly to say, hey, let's move on from this. Moving on from this is a reason why we are here to begin with because, you know, those buzzwords that we've seen in some of these PR releases about, quote-unquote, uncomfortable conversations, that ain't talking about black folks because black folks are always ready to have the conversation about how we're policed, how the laws are applied, and how we are affected by these things relative to the people who don't want to listen. This sounds like, basically, like people have learned nothing from the small sample size, Mike, that I've heard. Oh, it's the cancel culture, or it's the big bad media. I'm sorry, Drew Brees said those words with his own mouth, and I heard that.
Well, see, Vin, here's the thing. So we can be more direct with it, though. So like I've said, look, I made fun of him yesterday. I thought it was incredibly dumb. I have no problem he's getting pummeled. It's more, what do we do now? Do I basically not believe the apology? Because that's probably still how he feels. There's a part of me that feels that way. But I'm asking you. I mean, listen, if you're asking what's the profile of people forgiving Drew Brees, let me help you. Largely white. We can just come out and say it. So I'm asking, where does it go?
Here's the thing, and this is what I will give white people as a whole, as a black person. I'll give you the grace and the space to make mistakes within the effort to try to get this right. Like, there is no standard of perfection because I don't have all the answers. Like, over the past 2 days, Mike, I've gotten phone calls and texts from white friends across the business talking about, oh, my God, I didn't know how bad your experience with the police was. And I don't need to, like, take on your, like, guilt, so to speak. I understand it and I get it. But as long as it's in good faith, you can't tell me that Drew Brees made a statement yesterday that had anything to do with the topic at hand and he misspoke. If he misspoke and he addressed it and was clumsy with it, all right, cool. I'll forgive you on that. But you completely diverted from the topic. So how am I to believe that this suddenly matters to you? There's a difference between, hey, someone saying, I understand your plight. I may not get all the words right or whatever. And you slip up and say something. I don't hold anybody to that standard of perfection. But to say, hey, we forgive you. Who the hell are we? We ain't me. We ain't black. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, Vin, and understand. Look, the difficult part for me is this, and this is where I take a back seat on stuff, and it's why I haven't criticized Ed Reed or criticized Malcolm Jenkins. Like, I have said from the beginning, this is what happens when you don't listen to people, and we haven't listened for 400 years. This Drew Brees thing, do I believe his heart changed in 24 hours? Probably not. Do I give him the opportunity to earn it back, or do I just rule him out forever? That's where I have an issue with, you mentioned, cancel culture. I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't feel like, there are certain guys in sports, they do things you don't come back from. Hello, Riley Cooper, right? You know, hello, Leonard Little. You don't come back from those things. Jake Fromm might be another one. Yeah, Jake Fromm, probably not coming back from that text chain. So now it's, what do I do moving forward? And you go, hey, you're like, where is your approach with Brees? You think he's completely phony today?
I don't think there's any way that over 24 hours, like, put it like this, the Kaepernick thing happened in 2016, and in my opinion, he was pretty damn clear about what he was kneeling for. Like, there was every chance that came up, there was nothing about the flag or the military or anything like that. The kneeling was a compromise. So in 4 years, if you didn't get it, I highly doubt you didn't get it in one day. Now, I'm not saying cancel the guy. You've never heard me say cancel him, throw him away or whatever.
I got you.
Because if that's the case, then nobody will be able to speak out and have the opportunity to learn. But there is a space in between canceling and immediately forgiving just so we can feel comfortable. I'm not with that. Like, look, we have nothing else to do right now. There are no distractions. Mike, I can't watch the video. I don't need to watch the video. You know what I'm saying? I'm black. I've lived these things. But some people need to take this interim time to truly start having conversations. Not with me, Mike. Guess what? I'm looked at as the black exception, so to speak, by a lot of white people. They look at, oh, he's well-spoken, he wears suits on TV, blah, 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 educated. I'm not the exception. What I will tell people is, Mike, have conversations amongst yourselves, because that's not conversations that I, as a black person, am privy to. We don't know what white people say when we're not around. Those are the conversations that need to have the progression. You need to take what you're hearing and seeing with me, or what you're hearing and seeing out in the world, and have them with each other and check yourselves. Because it's the one-to-one connection that's going to make more of a difference than this grand thing about, well, I've seen these people march, and now I get it. The world don't work like that, and I don't have
to. No, and it's, dude, it's what Kareem said. I mean, I think Kareem, who's one of the more intelligent players ever, and certainly just an intelligent man overall, he said it. Racism's like dust. And you shine a light on it, you see it in the room, and the light goes away, it's still there. Like, you want to know how white people talk when, quote, you're not around? You know what that sounds like. You know exactly what this country's history is. You know it. I grew up with it, with bullheaded, racist Italian relatives, okay? Call it what it is. So, like, you know what it is. You're right. It's changing that conversation. That's the part that, like, that's not just a button you push. And I talked about it when I did my initial thoughts on George Floyd when I got back from Memorial Day. It's like you have to unwind a yarn ball of 400 years. You have to take a country that has been built on racial inequality, that has been built on profiting off of black and brown suffering, that has basically, once we finally found slavery or Jim Crow distasteful, we found legal ways to hammer the impoverished, which is the pay-to-play prison system. Vinny, that's the issue at hand, and you're right. I mean, Drew Brees, I think, exposed. He felt the same way in 16, but he actually said he understood. He came out yesterday and just goes, yeah, no, I don't support anyone ever doing it. That's where he got himself in terrible trouble. If he said, listen, I absolutely understand what's going on here. And just because I feel differently about the flag than other people, newsflash, my experience has been different than other people. He may have been fine, but he didn't say any of that.
And that's the thing. Automatically giving people the benefit of the doubt. Mike, you laid that out perfectly from your standpoint, from your experience, showing not necessarily like evolution, because I don't know where you started that, but it at least showed a level of nuance. People are giving him that nuance and assuming because he did great work in New Orleans, I know his heart. No. You can. More than one thing can be true at the same time. You can do great work in New Orleans post Katrina. Let's think about that too. Like the area that was most affected by him, black people, and still appear tone deaf in the moment. If there was anybody that should.
No, and I was guilty. I was guilty.
It could be Drew Brees.
No, and I, you're right. I'm guilty of what you're saying. Is that I guess in my mind I did. I said it earlier today. Like, well, he's done a lot of good for 20 years. You don't even hear the whispers that he's a bad guy or much less racist. Like you heard whispers about other people. Right. I'm guilty. You're right, Vin.
And I'm not saying cancel the guy. And I'm not calling here to say, you know, cancel culture. And as a member of the media, although I can be heavy-handed with reaction, I still give people room for grace, because I may need that grace one day. I may slip up and say something that doesn't come across the right way or doesn't reflect my intention. So I'm going to give people that grace as if I were to have to receive it myself. But at the same time, Mike, I have to see it. And it can't just be an Instagram apology that's crafted by PR. Like I have.
Well, see, that's and Vin, that's, and you know my take on social media. I can't stand all these people who don't. No, because they don't. You know what percent? All right, here I'm going to ask you a question. If you don't want to answer it, don't, because there's no way to prove it. But I want to see if your view is like mine. Like, what percentage of people who participated in Blackout Tuesday actually believe, actually support, or did it because it increased their profile, made them look woke, and they didn't want to get hammered? See, I think it's FIF, which is fake as word that rhymes with duck. That's my problem. You get a lot of people, and Brees is one of them. He goes out there and puts the black square up there, and a day later, he's wrapping himself in the flag again.
Mike, I don't know the percentage, but just like when you watch the rioting and looting and you see some of the funny graffiti things that you know a black person didn't do, there's always going to be people within a mass group that aren't there for the same reasons as it's intended. Yeah. I don't take away from the reasons that something is intended because, quote, I won't say few bad apples because I hate that. Like, you can have a few bad apples in that group more than you can have a few bad apples in policing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll take the social media cloud and all that type of stuff. I'll let some people do that for themselves and they reveal themselves, sometimes in 24 hours, to be frauds that they are.
Well, Vincent, this was illuminating. It was nice to hear from you for more than a text, and I hope you are well, and I will speak with you later on. We'll catch up.
Yes, please, invite me over. Don't you like black people?
How dare you? You are a disgrace. How dare you? I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you, Mike.
Thank you, Vin. Vincent Goodwill, let's take a timeout. Sully's screaming at me, 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.